Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network. Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Psychoneuroimmunology Hour with your host, Dr. Heather Pierman, Dean of the 13th College of Regeneration Medicine and Clinical Health Services with the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences, owner of Intelligently Designed Wellness, chiropractor, clinical nutrition specialist, and is a quantum life and relationship coach. Dr. Pierman is highly revered by many for her ability to bring the mind, body, and infinite intelligence into alignment.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Psychoneuroimmunology Hour. We are so excited to be here this evening to share just a wealth of information with you. Our topic of today is how to change the quality of your blood every 127 days. And I actually have a co-host this evening. It is Dr. Jewel Pulchram. Dr. Jewel?
Greetings. Greetings, everyone. How are you? So glad to be here with you. And thank you, Dr. Pierman, for allowing me to sit in with you. This is my favorite subject, blood. So I'm so excited to hear all about how emotions affect the quality of the blood. This is exciting.
Yes, yes, it is. This is always an exciting topic. No matter how many times we cover this topic, it never gets old or boring. It's always very exciting. Simply because, you know, there's when we really begin to understand transformation and evolution, you know, a lot of times we don't think about the physical body and how that's being affected. So being able to bring this to the public is just really such a great opportunity to be able to share the wealth about the amazing human body, this self-healing organism. So today we are going to cover how to change your how to change your blood quality every 127 days. And this is mainly about how emotions affect how emotions affect the quality of your blood. And when I first learned that concept, I was completely just in amazement because I've never learned that. Okay, I just learned blood is blood, you know, this plasma, this, you know, it's red. And I understand it served a major purpose, but not in this light whatsoever. And then when this was introduced to me, I just said, okay, you know what, we really have to aid people in understanding this so they can begin to take control of their own health. So so when we think of the word emotions, a lot of times we just tie that in with the concept of feelings. And what emotions are a thought that are attached to a feeling, to a sensation. That is what an emotion is. And so when we experience sensations in the body and we label it, let's just say you label it as pain, okay, or cramping, or a headache, okay, or an itching, okay, that's putting an emotion, I mean, that's putting a label on it. And the only way that we can actually label something is if we reflect to the past, okay? You can't really, if you're in the present moment, you can't really label the sensation because you're having the experience for the very first time. So if you are labeling this sensation, then you are. You're absolutely going back into the past. And
wow.
This,
well,
yeah.
I think that's exciting. And I'm still stuck here on the 127 days. So we're understanding what the emotions are, why 127 days, and what does that have to do with blood quality? So it looks like our sponsor is wanting to get our attention. So every 127 days, the blood and our emotions, can you share with us what that's all about as soon as we get back?
Of course. Of course.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
So we are back. Welcome back, everyone. So, first of all, let's just talk about blood in itself, okay, this amazing cellular component of our body. And the blood system is the major communication system in the human body, okay? And all systems are prepared by the blood. All systems are prepared by the blood. So all blood cells are assigned to become a particular tissue in the body, okay? So again, the blood is one of the main communication centers within the human body, okay? And once again, all blood cells are assigned to become a particular tissue. So let's just say your liver, let's just say your spleen, let's just say your lungs, okay? That is what is, this is how the tissues and the organs are created within the body, through the blood. And if the blood starts out defective, okay, just using this concept, if we're carrying emotions, then how will our tissues develop? Will they develop in the way that they're supposed to? Will it be a complete development, or will it be affected in some way? So if we're carrying emotions such as anger, frustration, okay, resentment, and these emotions definitely can play out continuously, you know, continuously. I had a mentor that once said, you can't think about what you don't want to think about without thinking about it. So that means that these thoughts, okay, again, when we attach a thought to a sensation or to a feeling, and we've now labeled it as an emotion, that means that we're pulling from the past. And if that experience is still within our consciousness, if it's still within our thought processes, that means it absolutely is affecting your body on a day-to-day basis. It's affecting your body on a day-to-day basis because, once again, if you're in the present moment, how can you label the experience if you're having it for the first time?
Well, I agree with that. So the 127 days is relative to the fact that this is the lifespan of our blood, and so we get a chance to renew our blood every 127 days?
Yes. The blood cells regenerate themselves every 120 days, and it takes 7 days for that blood cell to mature. So just think about it. You know, let's just say we are walking around with anger, and you now know you have this conscious perception now of how these emotions affect the blood, and you know that it's stressing the body, that it's going to affect how the blood quality is developing. So now you know that you actually have an opportunity every 127 days to change your thought processes, which will then change the quality of your blood.
Wow, that's amazing. That means that you actually get a new lease on life, huh? Every 3.5 months if you choose. So it doesn't take forever to change, huh?
No, it really doesn't. It really doesn't. Mm. And so when we look at, you know, let's just look at digestive issues, okay? Let's just take something like digestive issues. And, you know, many times clients will think that they have digestive issues just because they ate something and it didn't agree with them, so to speak. But, you know, these digestive issues could totally be coming on because of stress. So where are your thoughts? Tell me about your day-to-day experiences? You know, tell me about what you're doing for a living. Are you joyful in your experiences? Okay, how are you walking around? Are you living in the past? Okay, and just those thoughts alone absolutely are affecting the quality of your blood. So we need to pay attention to our thoughts every day. We need to pay attention to how we are functioning throughout the day, because all of that is definitely affecting the quality of one's blood.
Okay, so we've got the blood. It lives 120 days, 7 days for it to grow up. And now our emotions relative to the brain get into the bloodstream. How? Now, how does that hook up? So,
okay. So your thoughts, okay, are carried through what we call the neuropeptides. Okay, these are proteins that are secreted by the brain, okay, and that is how emotions are carried out into the bloodstream, okay, and then they deposit themselves definitely in different organs of the body, different tissues of the body, okay, so if you're carrying the, let's say, the emotion of anger, that will definitely find its way to the liver, okay. If we're carrying the emotion of fear, that will definitely find its way to the kidney. Okay, so many times when I'm working with clients and I'm just going over their history, okay, the story of what they're experiencing will tell me, even without necessarily asking them, what emotions or what their day necessarily looks like. I already have an idea as to what they're carrying, where their thoughts are predominantly.
Okay, now, you said something very profound. Now, why does anger have such a propensity for the liver versus the bones? What's the difference between, how do emotions pick what organ or tissues they're going to basically affect adversely or support? How is that selection made?
Okay. Well, you know, let's just look at anger and the liver. You know, your liver is a major filtration system of the body. It's an absolute major filtration system, okay? So here it is, you know, it's more of you getting a signal as to understanding where you are in your consciousness, okay? So if we're walking around with this emotion of anger, it stored itself in the liver. We know that the body is not going to detoxify itself. Okay, let's look at the emotions of fear. Okay, the whole kidney adrenal connection. We know that our adrenals definitely respond to fight or flight. So the emotions definitely designate themselves with regards to our experiences. Okay, to definitely give us insight as to where we are in our own state of consciousness.
So, is there any research or anything that basically has been done to show that the liver, for example, in individuals whom seem to appear to be mild-mannered and are very easygoing in life versus individuals who are quite angry and complain and are quite fiery all the time. Do we see a difference in the health of their liver? What shows us that these emotions have a propensity for certain organs?
Well, you know, let's just go back to the person who's mild-mannered, okay? That person could internalize, okay? They can walk around mild-mannered all day, and they can internalize in that anger, okay? They may not consciously be aware of it, okay? But again, when you really begin to strip down what's happening in their reality, you will see, they will tell you that they're internalizing this anger. So that's definitely another way of identifying how the liver is being affected, okay? So, you know, even when we do blood tests sometimes, the blood the readings of the liver doesn't necessarily have to be through the roof, okay? In order for it to state that, yes, that's the only way that we know that they're having, that the person experiencing liver issues, because the body is one system inside of a system inside of a system inside of a system. But going back to this concept of anger affecting the liver, that we know that, again, if that person is internalizing the anger or the frustration or the aggression, all of that, you know, under the concept of anger, that the liver absolutely is being stressed out.
Well, you know, it looks as though our sponsors are getting quite enthusiastic. So tell us more about this when we come back after our station break.
Okay.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders: HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
Greetings and welcome back. So we were just discussing how, we're talking about how these emotions affect the quality of our blood, okay, and how your thoughts affect the quality of your blood, and how every 127 days that you can actually change the quality of your blood, okay? So so now, we were talking about anger, okay, primarily right now, but there are so many other emotions that are affecting how these tissues are developing, okay? Again, we cover fear, which is the kidneys, grief, which are the lungs, okay? Low self-esteem, spleen, pancreas, you know, there are just so many emotions that we don't understand how they're affecting us. And once again, emotions are definitely about existing in the past. They're definitely about existing in the past. And when one really begins to take note of that, then they understand where they are in their own state of consciousness. And then as they continue to expand in their awareness, that you can stop and say, I'm aware that this is affecting my physical body. I'm aware that this is affecting how my physical body is functioning.
Oh, wow. Well, now, how does the brain play in all this? What's happening with the brain and one's emotions?
Okay. So once again, you said that, you know, that emotions are thoughts attached to a sensation or attached to a feeling. So when that's labeled, okay, and let's just look at all how our neurons are firing, okay? That's a stress factor right there, okay? Your brain is also a major gateway in the body. So if things are being processed through the brain before they even go into the blood, okay, and every thought, every emotion has a frequency, it has a vibration, that's going to affect your neuronal development as well, okay? So right there, the brain and the body is not being nurtured in the way that it should, if we are creating these labels, these judgments. We have to give it a name, okay? So that in itself is going to affect how the brain is functioning and how information is going to be carried out to the body in that moment as well.
So, you know, they say that the emotional body is not physical. Okay, they say that the emotional body is not physical. We say the mental body is not physical. Is that true? And then, if so, how do these non-physical bodies, what is their constitution? Just tell us about the structure and anatomy of this emotional body that we can't touch. We can touch our body, we can touch the brain, but then tell us about this emotional body that has all of this capability of using our brain, changing the quality of our blood so that it directly is affecting and communicating with specific organ systems. How is that, and why do we keep saying that we even have an emotional body or an emotion? What can you give us some concrete substance on, you know, why should we even consider and continue to think we have an emotional body?
Well, we actually have five bodies, okay, and the emotion, we refer to that as the subtle body. The subtle body, S-U-B-T-L-E, the subtle body. And the physical body is the feedback system, okay? So we're not one-dimensional beings, okay? We're actually multidimensional beings. We've been conditioned to believe that we're just one-dimensional, but in actuality, we are multidimensional, okay? And the energy body is an aspect of that. Again, we're referencing it as the subtle body, and this is a body where these emotions are deposited, okay? So when we know that the emotional body and the mental body are incongruent, that is definitely going to reveal itself within the physical body. Your physical body is a feedback system. It's a feedback system. Your body will let you know where you are in your own existence, okay? You know, our bodies, we're not supposed to experience disease. We're not supposed to experience these health issues, okay? That all comes in because we're not in alignment with who we truly are. We're not in touch with ourselves. Once again, we're living through these emotions, and that means that we're living in the past, okay? So if we are in, once again, the five bodies are absolutely there to show us through the physical body where we are in our existence, because your body is definitely going to communicate that to you, okay? Your body is designed, your body works for you 24 hours a day. Every single day, it's never not working for you, okay? So when we're not in alignment with ourselves, we're not in alignment with the order of the universe, with consciousness, okay, you are definitely going to see it in your physical body.
Okay, so, you know, I'm still fixated on this subtle bodies, the emotional body's not physical, the mental body's not physical. And so is there a science or something that we can look at to give this credibility as far as its existence? You know, I think that it's a really important answer, because we know we feel something, and we know that it these feelings cause us to speak in a certain way, and we have a memory of these sensations in the body, and obviously the sensation that we label as sadness or grief or that we're happy, we've had these sensations pass through the body over and over again, which is why we think that we recognize them. But, you know, I'm just trying to decide if I should just think that I have these invisible bodies or not. Okay.
Okay.
Can you bring us some foundation to that?
Sure.
Why
well,
can't we just
you know,
say, okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So in response to the question about, you know, the subtle body, this information about the subtle body, that we have these five bodies. You know, it was never, I mean, here in the West, okay, the way that we've been conditioned to see our bodies, once again, it's just one-dimensional. You have a heart, you have a liver, you have a spleen, you have a pancreas, and there's no connection whatsoever to these other aspects of our subtle body. Through the Eastern teachings that information is taught, okay? So understanding that is a whole psycho-spiritual constituent of being a human being, okay? This information absolutely has been around since the beginning of time, Okay, so it so once again, we have not been conditioned to within Western medicine to understand it, that this is even a part of ourselves. In many other parts of the world, this information is being taught. Okay, but in most aspects of our teachings, we're taught that we're just a heart, a liver, a spleen. It just has to beat. The heart has to beat, okay? You eliminate, you breathe, you blink your eyes, but never talking about how emotions affect the body. I personally did not learn that information until I went to chiropractic school, okay? That didn't even show up on my radar until I was well in the school, and even thereafter, even in my postgraduate education, that that this information about the emotional body came into existence for me personally.
Okay, so, all right, so therefore you're saying that my dilemma is we have really never been taught about the more energetic or subtle bodies,
mm-hmm.
even though this information has been known for thousands of years, and so this is an affliction of ignorance in
mm-hmm.
the Western culture because it's something that just is not taught. So is this why we have such a difficult time connecting the fact that what we may say or labeling the sensations that we have, to us, we don't think it's really a big thing, and we just can't see how, you know, this pain in my liver and the distortion of my joints have anything to do with my emotional body, just because I just don't know my owner's manual. Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
The owner's manual of my body, because I just don't know it. That's my difficulty in not being able to make the connection that what I say and the response of my body to what I say is chemistry in my blood that is either supporting or either destroying my tissues.
Absolutely.
Is that, wow.
Yeah, absolutely,
and so
then, yeah.
So this is why people here in the Western world seem to be so cavalier about the things that they say to themselves in their own head, in their own mind. You know, they have these TV shows here that are interesting, where now they are demonstrating how the main character is so introspective. I think, and it's so interesting. Look at this show. They call it Insecure. That's the name of the show, I'm almost sure, on HBO. And it's about a woman who literally is letting us walk around in her head. And she says incredible things to herself. You know, I'm stupid, I'm dumb, you know, I really let myself get messed over, this creep, I don't know why I'm, you know, even let him talk to me and whatever else, and oh, him, you know, look at him, someday I would really like to do X, Y, and Z. We're hearing all of this in her head, and she's narrating this audibly, but she doesn't say it. But we just, you know, we're like in her head, and we're walking around with her, and we're seeing how she's looking at other people, and she basically says a few things to them. But in her head, we're getting a whole soliloquy about what she's thinking, and, you know, ooh, this is such a creep, it's really making my skin crawl, et cetera. However, that's not what's coming out of her mouth, but we hear it.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I'm saying to you then that this lady, this character who is saying that she's insecure and she's letting us listen to all this inner communication and the thoughts that she has about herself, that she's literally going to create all kind of diseases for herself because of the things that she's saying? Is that what you're telling me?
Definitely. Definitely. It happens every
wow.
day. People are walking around this like this every day. You know, my children, I just want to use my children for as an example, that, you know, we were recently listening to some songs, okay? Sometimes I play music for them in the morning to get them up, and one daughter was requesting I said, you know, this is not a good idea that we listen to this, because it was just so negative. You know, you may have enjoyed the beat, but once you really started listening to the words, and I said, wow, like, you know, I get it. This person is looking to, they may have this celebrity lifestyle, that everything is extravagant, you know, but really at the end of the day, when you really began to listen to those words, if these words are a reflection of their reality, then they are not living a joyful existence, because there was so much anger in what was being expressed.
Wow.
You know, so, yeah. Ooh. So we're even getting the download from other things. You know, we really, you know, when we are going back to, you know, being able to change the quality of your blood every 127 days, you know, if we really need to pay attention to what we are, the thoughts that we're ingesting, okay, the thoughts that we are ingesting, metabolizing, all of it, okay, and again,
well,
you know,
well, your sponsor is asking
yes.
us to. The sponsor is asking us to look at us. Look at me over here. Okay.
Okay.
So
yes. Okay. Sponsor.
Yes, right. So okay. So after our sponsor comes back here, can you tell us more about this? This is amazing.
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay. We'll be right back then.
What does the 21st century hold for you? The opportunity to create all you desire in this 21st century is awaiting you in Alaska. Come, join Dr. Jewel and the world-famous Stephanie South from the Law of Time in Anchorage in Fairbanks, Alaska, September 17th through September 23rd for a total life-transforming experience under the Northern Lights Auroras. Visit www.juis.education or call 770-383-2112 for details.
Well, welcome back. And, you know, sponsors, please pardon me. I just get so excited that I go so deep within that, you know, just losing track of time here for a moment. And also that last promo talking about the Alaska trip, we are definitely going to have to talk about the Alaska trip, because that is definitely going to aid someone in transforming the quality of their blood. But just wanted to go back to, we were just discussing about music, or how this show Insecure, how these thoughts absolutely, even though we may not hear them, audibly, these thoughts, this energy is still being transferred, okay? And their thoughts are affecting you and the person next to them and the person next to them and the person next to them. And, you know, we don't realize that's how consciousness absolutely operates. That's why we absolutely have to begin to shift the way that we think, the way that we process our states of mind. We definitely need to begin to take the steps in order to do that. Yeah, most definitely.
Okay, well, you said something also that was eyebrow-raising, and the fact that my emotions now can affect other people and the people around me. So, you know, they have that vague statement that they said, yeah, this person has bad vibes. You know, they got bad vibes. Okay, so are they really talking about the person's emotional body, or what do they think that they're saying when they said, oh, these people have bad vibes, or they use the term messy? Okay, I hear that a lot now on the cable stations. Oh, yeah, that was so messy. That was so,
oh,
I was like, oh, this is really, so, you know, my concern as an anatomist is that when they're using these terms, vibes and messy, as a description of a person's behavior patterns or their language, can you translate what they're really saying? Are they really using these terms now to discuss the mental and emotional body of an individual and how that mental and emotional body is directing that person's physical body to how it behaves and the things that it says?
If I mean, that's a, you know, we understand the word judgment, okay, you know, but using the word messy, you know, if someone is saying that's messy, then they're definitely describing that person is just in a state that is unhealthy, okay, and absolutely their state of mind is definitely reflecting how they're functioning, you know. So, and just to clarify that a bit more, we've been focusing on disease, right? We talked about having a stomach issue, okay, per se. But, you know, even your behavior, how you function day to day, these emotions will definitely reveal themselves in how we conduct ourselves on a day-to-day basis, our decisions, okay, who we surround ourselves with, the environment that we exist in. All of that absolutely is a reflection of your thoughts, is a reflection of your, for those of us that live and exist in this emotional day-to-day reality, it definitely shows up in your environment, shows up how you're existing, how you're functioning, how you make your decisions. And we really need to begin to pay attention. You know, we think that a person is living a certain way. You know, we think that, you know, a person, quote unquote, may have it all. You know, we're not talking universal principles have it all just yet, but we're talking about what someone may believe, you know, the status quo is, the cars, the house, the money, okay, this lifestyle per se. But when you really begin to pay attention, if you understand how emotions are referenced, they're a past reference, you're in the past, then you can really look at where that person is in their existence and know that it's affecting their physical body. Absolutely.
Okay, well, now what can we do about all this? Okay, so how can we get our bloodstream straightened out and get these emotions out of the body and not affect our liver and our other organs and tissues? What do we have to do? This is incredible. We got to deal with something invisible from a physical level. Is that right? We can do this, or how do we handle it?
Yes. Well, you know, I always like to use myself as an example, having experienced some pretty interesting health issues over this last decade, okay, and I knew that I was experiencing upper respiratory issues, and no matter what I was doing, no matter what I was taking, even supplement-wise, okay, that it was, my body was just going haywire, so I knew that I began to take the steps to reveal what was happening, you know, so having, now I'm what you call an energetic, a quantum energetic practitioner, that I utilize techniques in my practice to help to identify these emotions that were present also. You know, I've done a lot of clearing in my life, okay? I've done a ton. But for me personally, you know, it wasn't until that I joined the balancing program with the Jewel University that these emotions, these states of consciousness that I've existed in really began to reveal themselves, okay? And it revealed themselves in a way, not just saying, oh, you know, these are my challenges. No, it was just letting me know that I was so out of alignment with the order of the universe that, and my physical body, I've been working within this old brain tissue. That was my only reference. That was the only thing that my body could fully utilize in order for me to unfold or evolve. So I still found in my life that I kept experiencing these limitations. So it
Well, Dr. Pearman, look at this now. You've used some interesting words, clearing and you use the clearing. Okay, what was the process of clearing that you talked about? And, you know, our last 3 minutes of the show are coming up, and we really want to be clear about, can you give us like a step-by-step process that what we can do to get the energy or the chemistry from the emotions in alignment so our tissues don't hurt anymore, so that we're not, quote, messy, that we aren't emitting bad vibes.
Okay.
So, what can we do with that?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? I believe that we, our sponsors are ready to share some information. So as soon as you come back from our sponsor sharing, I would love to be able to share how we can begin to release this messiness.
Okay. All right. Okay. We got still a lot to talk about. Don't forget, I still want to go to Alaska too. You got to tell me about that.
You know, I think we'll cover the Alaska part first, and then we could also break the other information down.
Hear our listeners down. Okay. All right. Come right back. We'll be right back after this message.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Okay, so welcome back. Well, I just, you know, before we continue to break down this concept of emotions, how they affect the blood, the quality of the blood, you know, we're taking a trip to Alaska, which I am just so excited about because I am all about transformation now. I want to exist in the most divine way. I just, you know, that's all that I, this is where I am today. And we are going to Alaska to, it's an advanced discipline workshop, accessing your multidimensional self under the auroras. And this is an advanced discipline workshop, and this is such a, an expansive opportunity for anyone who wants to begin to release this information. You know, I didn't cover the word miasma, but I will momentarily. But, you know, we carry this miasma, which is information that we inherit, okay? These thoughts that we inherit, that we are born with, okay? So during this trip, we are going to get the opportunity to study underneath the auroras, okay? We're studying with you, Dr. Jewel, and Stephanie South, the Red Queen from the Law of Time, and how we are going to be able to release, because we're going to be studying underneath the auroras, we're going to be releasing generations of information that just is non-purposeful. It does not serve us. In addition, we will be activating DNA, okay, that's dormant. You know, we're basically unbecoming all of the unhealthy things that have not, that were non-purposeful and have not, that have not served us. We are really upgrading our lives, upgrading ourselves, our bodies, our DNA. So this experience is really going to aid anyone to transform at the highest level if they choose to.
Wow. Okay. So why in September? Why are we going there in September? Why is September so special?
Well, because we are in a 6,000-year pole shift right now, and planet Earth is in a 6,000-year, part of a 6,000-year pole shift, and we will be at the apex of this pole shift. So everything during that apex is going to be amplified exponentially. And once again, anyone who's there will definitely be affected by these auroras, plants, human beings, animals, whatever, whomever's there during this experience is going to make a relative shift. But with us, because of everything that we are going to be doing during the workshop, really getting ourselves, our bodies, and our states of consciousness turned up and turned on, that is definitely going to be a major aspect in releasing this, once again, this information that's affecting us both physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, all five bodies. Your entire subtle body is going to transform through this process in a more expansive way.
Whoa. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So is there anything special or particular that we're going to be doing there in Alaska? We know we're going to be under the auroras, but anything special else that's going on?
We'll be studying, we will, first of all, be learning about real time, okay, just understanding real time. In addition, you know, understanding ourselves multidimensionally, which is our birthright, we're going to learn how to focus. You know, as we always talk about how when you learn how to focus, you magnetize this to yourself, okay? That's learning how to focus. We'll be doing candle focus, grid work. Once again, all of these amazing teachings that will be taking place with you and Stephanie South with regards to understanding ourselves multidimensionally. I mean, this is definitely a key to transformation. I'm going to say it's a set of keys to transformation. It's not just one key. It's a set of keys to transformation. And, you know, this workshop, it's two parts. We'll have the Advanced System Workshop, which will be September 17th through the 21st, okay? And the 21st and the 22nd will be open up to the general public. So even for those that are coming that won't be able to attend the Advanced System Workshop, those who will be attending the 2 days, the Friday and the Saturday, the 21st and 22nd, will also be going through a pretty major transformative experience as well. The information will just be priceless.
Oh, okay. Wow. Well, you know, I'm here with you, and I think this is so profound. I keep looking at the relationship of my blood and this invisible body that I have, the emotional body that my brain recognizes and is processing the things that it is vibrating. But yet, these chemicals from the brain processing these sensations from my emotional body, you're telling me I'm not supposed to give them a name or label?
No, because remember, you know, how can you, if you're having an experience for the first time, how can you give that a label? You really can't. And again, you can only pull from the past. And from the past, you have to really begin to pay attention to where your thoughts are. You know, it's interesting. We were discussing before about how we can begin to help one to transform. Well, like I was talking about the balancing program, the work that I utilize in my practice that aids in releasing this, what we call miasma. Miasma is a Greek term that means to either taint, stain, or pollute. Okay, so miasms, that's information that we inherit, okay, that influences how our bodies are functioning. So we already come in with information that's defective, okay? So that within itself, you know, I always get the question asked me about children and how they function and, you know, why is it that they develop these health issues or these challenges? And I say, well, you know, we have to understand that they're inheriting this information, okay? So by beginning to balance our brains, that's definitely a number one. That will aid in releasing 10 years, okay? 10 years of this miasma that doesn't serve us, okay? Once we come balanced and locked, we definitely are reversing aging, okay? And then also with being able to utilize different energetic techniques, that will aid us in being able to release these emotional states of consciousness, you know. But it's understanding that we have to release it, you know. The years I was helping clients to release emotions. But I always thought that prior to understanding that emotions keep you in the past, I would always talk about, okay, oh, are you happy? Are you happy? No. That's still, happiness is still an emotion that is that you're pulling from the past. They're really only states of consciousness, joy, abundance, love, forgiveness, trust. You know, when we exist in that state all of the time, your body, if you're existing in those states of consciousness, you won't experience dis-ease, okay? We won't have messy lives, okay? It will actually be quite synchronized, okay, and harmonious. That is how life will be for one as they begin to release this miasma, this information, this messiness. So, so I think...
Well, you think our callers may have some pointers for us?
Yes, so please let them open the phones to welcome some of these questions or comments.
Caller 305, you're unmuted. You have a question? Caller 235, you are unmuted. Caller 235, you are unmuted.
Yes, hello.
Greetings.
Greetings. I enjoy listening and being enlightened by the information that you're providing and broadening my horizons. And I've been trying to tell people about the wonderful information from the information that you're providing for mankind if they want to take advantage of it. And I hope in the future to be able to take advantage of it, maybe starting out on the basic brain balancing program.
You comfortable back there, Johnson?
I just wanted to share that with y'all today. But thank you so much.
Thank you for your comment. Are you familiar with the balancing program yourself?
Yes, I've been listening to the website. I can't always listen because of my schedule, but I know you have a basic program. But my question is for the basic program. When you do the basic program, and do you meet as a group once a week or something like that, or are you on the internet once a week when you're on the basic program?
Yes, when you're on the basic program, we meet once a week. But we have, what I recommend is that you come to our overview, which is on Tuesdays. On Tuesdays at 7 p.m., which will be this evening, and there you can learn about the Jewel University as a whole, okay? But, yes, every student that comes in as a student of the Jewel University comes in through the basic program, and that does meet once a week. But we offer the Jewel University so much more. Yes.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And when do they meet? Once a week for the basic program. I'm just curious, what day do they meet?
On Friday. On Friday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
But if you have, if you have questions, about that, so that way, you're hearing me talk about what days. But it's better to have the detail of what the university has to offer.
Right.
So if you have questions, you can reach, you can email scheduling@juis.education. So we can get your questions answered appropriately, and that way a person can make a clear decision on when and how they would join.
Okay.
Thank you. Oh, you're welcome, and thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Okay, bye.
Goodbye, then.
Okay, well, I think that's wonderful. This brain balancing program is incredible because I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the Brain Balancing Program. How about you, Dr. Buhrmann?
I would not be sitting up here talking with you, that's for sure. Right now, you know, I talk about all the time about how this program really has shifted my entire life. You know, I came in because I was hungry for information. I was hungry for change. I just could not exist in that emotional state of consciousness anymore. You know, and Dr. Jewel, as I've shared with you, on how certain aspects of myself, how they're unfolding, being able to release that portion of ourselves that is just not in alignment with divine order, you know, and I didn't get that. I really didn't get that. And I've been studying quantum mechanics for almost 20 years, you know, and it wasn't until that I personally came to Jewel University that I started to get this information, and it was the information that I knew that was going to make a difference. I didn't know how exactly at first, okay, but I innately knew that I was just desperate for change. I was like, something has to give. And now, having transformed, being here on the radio, being able to share the love of this information with the world is, you know, I had to have a balanced brain in order to do that. Okay, and it's so different the lens that I see the world through today. It's just not what it was before. You know, how I process, how I receive, when it comes in, how it comes in, you know, and information cannot come to one who's working with saturated brain tissue. It just can't. And the body, going back to being able to fully be able to release these emotions. Now, we know there are a lot of teachings out there. There are a lot of writings, okay? But, you know, if there's such a difference between the way that information is written between someone who has a balanced brain and someone who doesn't, okay? And when you begin to read the writings of those that have a balanced brain, it is thorough. It is simply written, it is thorough, and nothing is left out in order for the reader to get it. And that's when you know. That's when you know. You know because the writer won't leave anything out. Okay? And again, even though we know that there are all these writings and teachings out there about emotions, you know, fully understanding what they are in their existence really has a lot to do with someone having, or all to do with someone having a balanced brain, because it's how your brain and your mind is going to process that information.
Wow. Well, look at this, you know, our time is almost up, and what do you want to say with me? What do you want to share with our listening audience here about this relationship between our blood, our emotional body, and how we can clean everything up every 127 days? You got any last-minute tips for us very quickly?
Well, again, we talked about the brain balancing program. Ultimately, we have to be able to change our states of consciousness. We have to be willing to change your thoughts. If you choose to live in the past, that is the stress that your physical body takes, because that is how the information is passed through the subtle body. That's just how it's passed on to the... That is how the physical body absorbs that information. So any health issue, understand that it is that the root of that health issue absolutely is an emotional root first. That is how it's translated. It's never not.
Wow. Okay. Well, we can come to you. Close. You have a magic wand here to help us real quick.
Yes, you know what?
Get this out.
Yes.
Okay, what is it
you
real
can.
Quick?
You can reach me at drpierman@juis.education. Please, I look forward to your emails. Don't hesitate to reach out. We are here to help you to transform in the most expansive way. Thank you for joining us this evening. Love and light to all of you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for sharing
Bless
this hour
you.
With
Thank
us.
You.
You've been listening to the Psychoneuroimmunology Hour on the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. Join Dr. Pierman here every Tuesday at 5 p.m. on the Jewel Network, hosted by thejewelnetwork.com and the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living Jewish. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.com. If you'd like to contact us, please send your email to info@thejewelnetwork.net. Thank you.